Okay, good morning, everybody. So Chamisha Bechukosa deals with the restricted area of halacha of a person who's makdish, a stei achuza, the family homestead, and the halacha is that he has until the Yovel to redeem this particular sadeh. The gizbar is in control of it. The gizbar can sell it to somebody else at any point, at which point the window is closed, but in principle, he's able to redeem his field out. He has to be mosif a chomesh. The pasuk says, "V'im lo yigala sasadeh." But if he doesn't do this, and the gizbar umachar sasadeh liisha acher, and the person who's in charge of the hekdesh, the bed kabayis, so he transacts the field, he sells it to somebody else. Lo yigael od. So what happens is, when the yovel comes, so instead of the sadeh returning to hekdesh, to the gizbar, returning to the original owner, which is now off the table, it's lachalutin. So it becomes kistei acherim. Becomes Charamim and the Kohanim, whoever the Kohanim, when the Mishmar of Yovel runs around, whatever it is, 30 years from then, Rosh Hashanah time, so there'll be Mechalik, that Sadeh between them. So who's the question? The question is, who is this Ish Acher? Right? V'im lo yigal es ha-sadeh, ma'achar es ha-sadeh li-ish acher. So the Gemara in Arachin says, li-ish acher, that's la'afuke es ha-ben. Right? The ben is not considered acher. Brak rada avua. A child is Yoresh's father, a child is Kamtachas Aviv Liyud of Amma Ivriya for purposes of Eved Ivri. So the ben is considered an extension of the father. So if the child would purchase the Sadeh from the Gizbar, so then a Yovel would go back to the father as the original owner. So there's the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which the Bali Atosos wonder about in this context. The context of the Gemara over there is trying to figure out that maybe an almana is really a surah la'olam. That once a woman is married, her husband passes away, so that didn't destroy the Kiddushin. Maybe a Kiddushin can only be destroyed by Sefer Krisos, so Sefer Karta, Vein Dvar Acher Karta. So maybe she's considered Eishas Hames, right? The only heter for her to remarry is in the context of Yibum. So believe it or not, the Gemara struggles mightily to prove that an almana is allowed to remarry, and nothing to do with kahuna, just in general. One of the psukim that the Gemara cites is a raya, is pen yamus b'milchama, very far flung, that a person's going to go out to war, v'isha acher yikachena, and somebody else is going to marry her. That's a raya, that a person could die in war, the alman is allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says, well, v'ish acher yikachena, maybe that just means the brother. The brother is going to be the one to marry her. There's only a heter yibum. There's no heter for an almana to remarry. It's just for the brother to marry her to sort of continue the kiddush yames. And the Gemara responds to that, yavam lav acher ikri. You can't say the brother of the deceased is an acher. So Tosfos says, well, wait a second. The Gemara Narachin says just that. It says ben lav ikri acher, but the ach is ikri acher. This gives a little bit of a technical answer there in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, but the question is a very profound question. What the Bali Atosos themselves explain in other places, and what they're picking up off the Gemara itself, is the idea that the status of the brother really only emerges b'makom she'en ben, or what triggers the whole process of Yibum, the absence of a child, right? Ish ki amus, uven ein lo, iyein alav. We should look for any zera. In which case, the Isser Kares is Bimkoma Omedes, right? The Isser Kares is still very much in place. So the point is that in lieu of a child, so then, as the Ramban explains, as the Sefer Achinuch explains, so then the brother is really the next of kin and the way of sort of producing, the closest thing that we can get to, you know, offspring of the mace. But if there were already offspring, so the brother's status is commensurately diminished. And in some ways, this goes back really to the very beginning. If you think about it, you know, to Avraham Avinu, the absence of his brother Haran, right? So he takes responsibility for Haran's child, right? He wouldn't have taken Lot with him, but the Torah makes it clear. Vayamos Haran, al panei tera chaviv, beretz moladeto berkastim. So Avram did the right thing, and he took responsibility for Haran's child, and the rest is history. Right, literally to this day, but that whole story started because, of course, naturally the father and the son would have bonded together. You know, Avram, it's very fascinating. Avram doesn't have a son. Lot doesn't have a father at that point. So, you know, it's a good fit until it's not. But the point is that, you know, you can really see there the, you know, fraternal relationship kicking in specifically under those circumstances. So it's not entirely analogous, but you have a very similar principle. It's not identical, but a very similar principle, which is at work in the question and you know the answer of Tosfos. Not the answer that they give here in Kiddushin Yigimol Mibes, but the answer that I think is true in general, namely Bura Kira Davuha. And I think that this is really particularly true in the context of a Makdir Stei Achuza. What are we really saying? We're saying that the Stei Achuza, so if the seller, if the father had redeemed the field out and he's Mosif Achomesh, so that would be fine. So, you know, go back to him, right? If the son is the one who purchased it from the Gizbar, so that's another avenue. Because the truth of the matter is that's the whole nature of a Stei Achuza. It runs longitudinally within families. So the whole point of the Knas Doraisa, if you will, of a person being Makdish is Stei Achuza, not being Goelit, and therefore it's, you know, lost to the family forever, is that a person is not properly valuing the homestead, you know, the Nachalas Avos, right? Images of Kerem Navos coming to mind right now. So the point is that of course his son, who, it's not just the son Begeder a Yoresh, maybe not even only the son Begeder Brakra Davua, right, is an extension of his father, but maybe because the son is already shayach on some level, not midin bailus, but the whole point of this Stei Achuza is that it relates to the son, and so he's considered a quasi baal in his own right, certainly he would never be considered as far as this Stei Achuza goes in ish acher. So therefore, lo yigal asasadeh machar asasadeh leish acher, from outside of the nachala, from outside of the regular line of Yorshin, lo yiga el od.